Looking for the perfect treat to sweeten your day? Paris Baguette has you covered with expertly crafted cakes, flaky pastries, and handcrafted coffees. And for a limited time, indulge in pure Nutella bliss. From Nutella-filled croissants and donuts to cakes and delicious Nutella lattes, every bite and sip is rich Nutella perfection. Order online at parisbaguette.com or in the app using promo code PB3OFF15 to get $3 off your purchase of $15 or more through May 11th. Participation may vary. Limit one.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'll be playing golf again today, shockingly. Mm-hmm. And one of my buddies that is playing with me texted me last night. You see this? This one right here. I want you, so you know I'm not making this up. The last text that he sent, not the F these old men.
Do you want me to pick up sides?
Yeah, so say it again. I was talking over you. Say it.
Did I not? I said it. It says, do you want me to bring some surf sides?
Look at that.
Absolutely.
Look at that.
I don't usually have drinks during the week, but I will tell you, yesterday playing with my son, I went with the peach iced tea.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
It was such a nice day.
Beautiful.
And it felt like a Friday. So the running joke in my house is, Friday golf, Friday surfside. Saturday golf, Saturday surfsides. But I haven't been able to play with him because he has a baseball. So we went out yesterday, and it's like the first day it felt like spring. I'm like, screw it. I know it's a Thursday, and I'm working tomorrow. Let's go. Let's start. It was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, we got treated like gold yesterday again out at Baiting Hollow Cheese Steaks and called in for some transfusions, warm chocolate chip cookies.
Good for you.
It was awesome.
Good for you.
That guy, Chris Vinay out there, he runs a class operation, man.
I'm sure he does.
Class operation. You walk in there, and everybody says the same thing at places, that place. Walk in there, you're treated like gold from the second that you step on the grounds. It's wonderful, CeeLo. It really is.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. You ever going to use those $40,000 clubs that Boomer gave you?
Now they're $40,000?
Well, no, the reason why I did that is because every time he talked to you about it, they went up in price.
They started at $5,000 and then up at $40,000.
Yes, I've used them, not yet this year.
Okay. Still
How about next week? You want to go next week?
Which day?
You tell me.
Well, I'm working for Bogish next week, so I won't be getting out quite as early as you, but you start early.
Got all day.
I know, but by the time I get back.
Oh,
in
when's the last time you saw your wife?
2:30.
Just curious.
A couple minutes yesterday. She came with her friend out to the bar event last night.
Oh, good. Okay.
But I didn't really see her at that point either because I was talking to other people, you know?
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. And by the way, tomorrow before you take it, one more time, 1 to 4, Pool Ave Bar and Grill.
Yes.
CeeLo's big day, raising money for Boomer. I will be there too.
The guys at Dowling's knew all about Pool Ave Bar.
Great.
So they were like, oh, that'll be good. That'll be good for you guys.
Yes. And it is in Hazlitt. And I saw someone on social media wondered why we weren't doing something in Monmouth County.
Yeah.
That is in Monmouth County.
I did. I responded to that guy with the whispers. It is.
Yes. So, and don't order anything difficult. Because I don't know how to make them.
Well, yeah, but that's where you have the real bartender there.
Well, Lauren's going to be the bartender with us.
I think I mixed one drink last night. It's more
a lot of beers?
Yeah, schmoozing. You know, you're schmoozing with people.
Yeah. So. I mean, you can make a vodka soda.
Sure.
You can make a tequila soda.
Yes.
Splash a cran. That's
but there
easy.
Are some drinks someone might ask for.
Yeah, asked me for a martini at Dallas.
I wouldn't know how to do that.
I was like, whatever that guy's name was I was working with. I was like, Glenn?
I think I would just put vodka in a cool-looking glass and put an olive in it.
Yeah, there you go. Have fun.
Like, what? Perfect. I don't even know. What else is in a martini?
Well, there's vodka and martinis.
Vermouth?
Yeah, or I think gin, right? Martinis?
There's vermouth in there. You could have a vodka martini or a gin martini. I don't think they're both in there.
No, right, correct.
So that's what I'm asking. So a vodka martini would be vodka and vermouth and an olive?
But you could also have no vermouth in a vodka martini.
So what else is in it?
An olive.
Olive so juice. So it's vodka.
It's olive juice.
Perfect.
There's so, olive juice only if you order it dirty.
Correct. Look at you.
Alan's correct.
Not bad.
A guy who gets hammered on one beer on a Friday night to make a martini.
I love that.
He pointed to himself.
He probably nailed it, though, I bet.
No, I know. He's very proud.
I wouldn't know the proper ratio to make a martini.
But you know what goes into it, so more than us.
There's a guy who works one day a week, a day shift at the Portly Villager, who refuses to make mixed drinks, and he's done at 6 o'clock, and if someone comes in and asks him for, like, a martini or a... or an old fashioned, he goes, bartender starts at 6.
That's great.
That's funny.
So if you want a beer, I'm going to crack open a canned cocktail. You got it. Anything else?
6 o'clock.
Bartender starts at 6.
That is funny.
Dominic in North Carolina. What's going on, Dominic?
Yes, good morning. I want to say real quick, I contributed to CeeLo's Team NARP, and my idea is you take everybody, every NARP in the city gives a dollar, he'd be the leading fundraiser.
There are a lot of NARPs out there, Dominic. Thank you for your contribution, though.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to say I'm surprised that three Italians from New York don't know that the last day of Lent is Holy Thursday.
But hold on. I was right at first. I said I thought that it was over on Good Friday, meaning that I was right. That's what I said the first time. So Holy Thursday was the last day.
Then you clearly are the great Catholic out of the group, though you are golfing on Good Friday.
Exactly.
A little tiny bit of you feel a little guilty to go golfing on Good Friday.
It's Friday. Listen, Dominic.
Beautiful Friday. There's the line there. He feels no guilt when it comes to golf.
No, I just also, listen, I make no bones about it. I was raised Catholic. I went through the whole thing, confirmation. Same. I no longer have any denominational religion, and I am no longer a Catholic. I was raised Catholic, so I know these things, just like Eddie was. He went to Catholic school.
But of course, all religion is a la carte, and there's all these different versions of Christianity. So some people say Holy Thursday, some people say Saturday night, some people say Sunday. It really depends on what you choose to believe.
Yeah, so there you go.
But, or not believe.
Right.
There it is.
All rise.
He was setting that one up.
Did you hear Gallo the other day when he was hosting?
No.
And he goes, I'll be back on Easter morning, and I will rise with you like the Lord. He's like, oh, my mom's going to be mad at that.
Oh, that's a good line out of Gallo.
I will be back Easter Sunday. I will rise with the Lord. I could feel my mom sighing at that joke right there. Probably not happy with me.
We also had our first Boomer. This is the second anniversary of the first Boomer and Geo Live, right? It was Good Friday. But it's not the same day, but it was Good Friday. Yeah.
In Jersey City.
13th, maybe, or something.
Yeah, I don't remember. But yeah, it was. Boomer blamed his blackout drunkenness on the fact that it was Good Friday, and he planned. He planned a lot more traffic, and he ended up getting there too early.
Stop drinking half a bottle.
Right, and he said the only way that he could kill time, apparently, was to drink the entire bottle of Casamigos.
Imagine if one of us tried that excuse on him.
Yeah, well, we all know that things are not equal.
Accountability.
They are not equal.
In this whole thing, all men are not created equal. Nope. This whole deal.
Nope. That is true.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
All right, CeeLo, what's happening, man?
All right, brought to you by the New York Auto Show. Visit AutoShowNY.com. Aaron Rodgers, Pat McAfee show yesterday, setting the record straight from his viewpoint on the meeting with Aaron Glenn, Darren Mooji, and the new Jets regime this offseason. Jets didn't have any interest in bringing him back. Rodgers was open to it, but not exactly crushed to get that news. And what he said was a very brief face-to-face meeting after flying cross-country on his, as he put it, own dime.
There was no me pleading like, please have me on the team. No. Or, I don't want any part of that. It was already a debacle in some cases.
And there's the little jab at the Jets there. But hey, while I'm here, even though you're done with me, maybe I could still help you out in your way or my way out the door.
I wasn't surprised that they wanted to move on. But like, why would you not pick my brain? I'm there to like talk to you about the team and about things that I think can get better and things that are good and players that have leadership possibilities and anything.
No, and Aaron Glenn was not looking for his input on any of those items.
Nope.
Apparently, in terms of his potential playing future elsewhere, he wanted to dispel the notion that he's been holding anyone up over contract terms, either years or dollars in this case.
You know, I told every single one of the teams I talked to, you know, it ain't about the money. I'll play for 10 M's. You know, I don't care.
I forgot about that. I was going to bring that up, 10 M's. I'll play for 10 M's. I'm talking about living in a different world.
A little bit.
Spoken like a true
as he was sitting there staring at the Pacific Ocean while doing this thing.
By the way, I know you mentioned the clean shavenness.
Yeah.
What was going on between the eyebrows? Did you guys notice?
I didn't.
Like, it almost looked like an illuminated triangle right between his brows. Let me check that out during the break. If you go to one of the clips, tell me if you see that. Under the brim of the cap.
Mm-mm. He's a Charmed fan. The Power of Three.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Maybe that's a sunglass indentation.
I guess,
perhaps.
Doesn't it look like it's?
It does.
Like lit.
I did not notice
it's a
that.
Tan line of some sort. I don't know.
Huh.
But, I mean, the brows are strong. Plus, he's got no facial hair. It accentuates the brows, and then you've got that. Yeah, I don't know. It almost looks but like an arrowhead.
You're right. Look at the little photo on the left, and then look at him there. It literally looks like a guy who's 7-8 years younger.
He's going. He's pulling his Tom Brady now.
Unbelievable. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what was going on there. That looked a little strange.
One of the the memories on Google Photos come up from time to time. And when Al and Gina came to our house for a barbecue one day, I think it was 8 years ago or seven, something like that, 6 years ago. I mean, he looks like he's age reversed. Like, he looks like he's younger. He does.
No seed oils.
Whatever it is, yeah. I mean, you can tell, though, he looks better.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
He's aging gracefully.
Pretty good.
Good job out of him. Let's go down to Tampa where the Yankees opened up a four-game series against the Rays with a 6-3 come-from-behind win, though there was quite a bit of attention paid to this extended sequence in the seventh inning.
And a pitch to Jazz. Strike three called, delayed call. Jazz had thrown his bat into the right-hand hitter's batter's box, and then Bacon, like a beat and a half late, Jazz beefing the call. They're going to agree to disagree.
Bacon,
Jazz don't even try to. Just end it right there.
Now Aaron Boone out there quickly getting him because you don't want to get kicked out of the game.
There he did. You know, he wouldn't let it go. All he had to—it was a bad. It might be a bad call, but it wasn't worth getting thrown out.
That's Dave Sims here on the fan, and he wasn't quite done.
And another thing too, I know Jazz prides himself on having great knowledge and awareness of the strike zone, but sometimes you have to chill a little bit.
Well, and the enforcer, Luis Rojas, has come down from third and get Jazz off the field.
Remember Luis Rojas?
How about that? I mentioned
Luis
him
Rojas
yesterday.
Yeah.
There you go.
Stepping in there.
And I believe the pitch before that was a strike that was called a ball.
The 2-2 pitch.
Pretty sure.
That's
Papa Dave Sims right there, man. A lot of advice there
for
Jazz.
Yeah. Opinionated.
old grizzled vet up there in the booth telling the young fella how to act.
Well, yeah. I think he was just giving his perspective a little
bit.
As for the game, Ben Rice, 4-for-5, double, couple of RBIs to pace the offense. He's been great to begin the season, mostly serving as the DH. So already getting asked, hey, what's going to happen when Giancarlo Stanton gets back from the IL?
No, I mean, we haven't thought about it at all, honestly. What I do know is that we're a much better team if we have Giancarlo Stanton. So just, you know, we'll figure it out as we go.
Pitching-wise, didn't go well for Will Warren, pulled after getting 5 outs on just 53 pitches. But the bullpen picked him up, and even though Warren is still a relative newcomer, he certainly got all the nicknames down pat.
The arms came in, got out of a big jam, and then, you know, just the length out of all those guys. I think Tim went 3 ups and Hammy with 2 innings, and then Dev obviously slamming the door.
There you go. 6-pitch save for Devin Williams, his most efficient outing yet. Yanks have their first 4-game winning streak of the season. Tonight, Carlos Rodon opposed by Drew Rasmussen with coverage at 6:25 here on The Fan. Out at Citi Field, the Mets did all their scoring in the second inning and plated the final run, for them at least, in a bit of an unconventional manner. Hello?
Francisco catch one of the right field for a base hit. Will score. Taylor stopped at third. Lindor with the ball cut off. Now is trapped between first and second. He waves Taylor, tries to score, and Taylor will catch the plate. Lindor will get tagged out, but the run will count, and the Mets have a 4-0 lead.
Gary Cohn on SNY. So we had Howie with the great play-by-play last hour. Gary all over that sequence.
You know,
there.
All I could think of, I was watching this game at the time, all I could think of was Lindor getting on base, walking, and then Soto coming up with the bases loaded and 2 out.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't happen. He got the base hit. They scored. That's where I'm at now when you think about Soto and this bad start. But that was a good play. That was kind of cool.
0-for-3 for Soto last night. Bounced into his fifth double play.
And unfortunately, even when it's not going well. So even when he does have a good, his last at bat, he hit it very sharply right at the shortstop. Yeah. So like, it's just,
it'll
going through it right now.
Yes.
But they won.
They did. 4 runs second, which included the first homer of the season for Mark Vientos. It ends up a 4-1 victory over the Cardinals as Griffin Canning in the bullpen handled the rest. Canning retired the final 9 batters he faced, 5 via strikeout, ends up 6 innings of 1-run ball, 102 pitches, 8 Ks total. Certainly more than Carlos Mendoza was expecting with Canning coming off of that illness.
I was hoping that, you know, we needed at least 5 from him, you know, but we were going to watch him closely, you know, because he was weak a couple of days ago, but we felt good about him taking the ball today.
Glad he got over the weakness.
He was weak. Yeah.
He
looked strong yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Most of his career, but
yeah,
looked good last night.
Not so much this year. Maybe this is another one of those finds for the Mets, so very good. And then back to Lindor. He had 3 hits and an RBI in the game. Good start to the series for the Mets. David Peterson, Miles Michaelis, 7-10 first pitch tonight. Odyssey Mets Radio. At the Garden, final broadcast for Sam Rosen. The Rangers at least sent him out with a victory, but poor Joe Micheletti as he was trying to share some heartfelt words late in this game.
And Sam, before this ends, thank you. I want to thank you for what you've done for me as a person, what you've done for me in my career. It's been...
Zibanejad scores! Mika Zibanejad! Makes it 3-0.
How dare he interrupt me?
Oh, so they were having tremendous. Some fun. They had another one. There's another gentleman. I believe his name. I'll play it later. Fred, who's like their head replay guy, is retiring as well.
Fred?
Yeah. I don't have his last name.
Okay.
And Sam was trying to, you know, give him a little bit of a tribute, and Zibanejad interrupted that one. So
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, 3 third-period goals. They beat Tampa 4-0. They made Sam Rosen the first star of the game, which
was
great. A lot of the players on the ice stick salute up to him. So a good finish, not so much to the season for the Rangers, but at least Sam going out on a high note. 4-0 shutout for 40 years, as it turns out. So good on him. The Islanders wrapped up their season with a 6-1 loss in Columbus, but you had more respect shown for Matt Martin as the entire Blue Jacket. They were basically, the Islanders were heading to the dressing room, and the Blue Jackets skated over and grabbed him. They all shook his hand, and so they had a nice nice little tribute for him there.
Was he emotional postgame again?
I didn't see any of that. Not sure if that was the case, but it seemed he definitely appreciated the Columbus
guys
coming over.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.